Okay. Faint.
Okay, we're calling a meeting to order for the TIF.
I'll read mine.
Yeah, I can't read it either.
Oh, that one, yeah, okay, they sent it from, he sent, here's what he sent this paper to tell you what his plans are.
Well, how much did he want? I can't read that either.
Right now he wants, is it $17,432?
I have, on this other paper here, did you get this other paper laying on your desk when you come in?
Yeah.
It says $17,000 something.
Yeah, $17,432. $15.
Keep looking.
I don't know what I did.
I don't think it ran away. Anyway, $17,432.5.
Yeah, and that's what he's done in plumbing so far. Yeah.
This says, I have plumbing, water, and electricity up and running first for the dedicated professional contractors. Added water heaters in 4 rooms, moved plumbing fixtures, blah, blah, blah. New electrical throughout all rooms and the whole property.
This is stuff he's already did that he wants moved.
Yeah.
Are those things even covered in the TIF?
And I call, I mean, I sent everything to the TIF group.
I don't think any of it should be, if you want to know how I feel about it.
I asked her and she said.
I thought TIF, and I'm wrong, okay? I thought TIF was supposed to be to the outside of the building where it would improve it and increase the taxes. I did not realize TIF was to remodel your apartment so you can rent it for more money.
But if it's bringing income in, it's what they're looking at.
But I'd rather see something outside.
Well, yes.
It is going to increase the value from the outside.
Yeah, which his phase two is. Doors, windows.
Because getting your apartments up and going, that's part of your investment.
Yeah, water heaters, you know. We shouldn't be paying for water heaters. That's part of the cost of doing the, so to speak, business, right?
They say that it's a grand opening for the whole town to see it when he gets done.
But you sent all this to TIF? They didn't shoot it down?
No, she said it was, she said, do you want to give him half? And I said, I got to take it to the council first. So, yeah, they said it was okay.
What do you guys want to do here?
Well.
Give him something or nothing or?
Well, he's asking for.
I don't know, I can't even read it.
$17,432.
Here's this paper, but.
Do I have that?
Yeah, mine's not much better.
Did you find the paper yet?
No.
He's emailed it to me.
Yeah, none of that.
Oh, it's under here.
Oh.
Yeah.
There it is.
Good.
There's, I gave you the paper also, how much is left in the TIF fund.
Yeah.
So.
Till April 30th, 24, there's 76,000 left.
Does someone want to suggest what we should or should not do?
We normally do 50%.
That's true. Do you think it's right that we're paying to put in water heaters and electricity?
No.
Okay, I don't think it is either.
The $8,716 you get.
Is this a forgivable money?
Yeah.
That's up to you guys.
Well, at this stage of the TIF, you almost have to. You couldn't do payments because we're so short. It has to be paid off before the end of the TIF.
Did we send those letters out?
I sent them out and I've only got 2 back.
Were they yeses or noes?
They were yeses. I haven't heard from the other.
Well, you want to.
4 or 5.
Half of it's $8,716.
I'd rather do something to the outside if he was.
So do you want to decline this doings and.
Having come back with a quote on the outside?
Yeah, when he gets ready to do it.
Santa Claus.
Okay. Unlike you.
Okay, here's where we're at. This guy over here has put water heaters and plumbing and electric in and wants $17,000. And we would rather not be paying to redo apartments, but paying to redo the outside of the building. That's what we're thinking. You're almost caught up now.
Has we ever paid for the insides?
Yeah, I'm sure we have. I don't know. I haven't been here that long.
He mentioned something there about a roof, though.
Well, that was.
We're going to take this money and put it in the roof, but I don't know what he called
it. On the roof.
And we paid Pratt's to redo the inside.
I know.
$70,000, which never.
That's just.
That's another story.
Which means.
That's what we want to talk about.
If you do something stupid once, you might not want to do it twice.
Yeah, I agree with that. Debt 3 years ago.
We might not want to, but we've all done it.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. So where are you at?
But we're kind of all thinking we don't want to give him money to remodel the apartments so he can make more money. We would like, if he wants money, to give him money to fix the outside of the building up.
I don't use the 17 as circulating on the roof project.
I mean, if he would ask, what if he asked for the money for the roof?
Well, this is what he's asking right here. It says, ideal to the use of the 17 plus as circulating on the roof project.
We can give for the roof project.
But he doesn't have it listed that way. He's wanting basically reimbursed for the plumbing.
And then he, and if it works that way, he'll come back and want reimbursed for the roof.
Okay. Did he send an estimate for the roof? I don't think he did.
I don't think it was on there in individual. There was some total cost. It's hard to read.
I can't read it.
Yeah, I think all he sent was receipts for what he's paid for already.
So our TIF money, this is last up until April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree on doing the roof and windows and stuff like that. Cleaning up the outside, fixing up the outside.
Yeah, I think that's what we want to see happen, and is the visual appearance.
But he doesn't have that on there?
Not really.
He doesn't have any estimates for the roof yet.
But he is going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's what that's the only thing we do is ask for, is say we'd rather ask for, you know, do the...
Yeah, I'd rather see the estimate for the roof.
Do the roof estimate and then go from there.
Once you take this, you're always just going to, I mean, we don't know where that's really going to put us as far as the roof.
Okay.
I venture to say it's probably more than...
Sally, so are you on the same boat here?
Hi, I sure am.
Thank you. Jimmy?
Committee, but I'm on the same boat.
Okay.
I'm on the committee either.
Brad is. Kendall, how do you feel about it?
I'd like to see a quote on the.
So.
Quote on the roof.
On the roof.
So we're going to turn. We're going to turn this money down then, right?
The recommendation to the council then will from the committee will be to table it.
Yeah. Table it.
Table it until the. For clarifications or estimates, things like that.
Sure.
And we'll explain to him.
Yes. I think that's what we're
going to do. Well,
I always thought that, but I guess I thought wrong. I know.
Well, Dave, what's wrong?
All right, we're going to end this meeting?
Yes, we're in there.
Someone want to second it?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All right, we'll call the police committee meeting to order. Talked to Chief Ford. He indicated he has a couple people that he would like to hire part-time. And there is the potential he's got a person for full-time that already has PTI, works for another agency. He hasn't got the application yet, so we're not going to try to go forward with the full-time guy at this time until we know for sure the person really wants the job. But the two part-time people are Grady DeFall and Kyle Welker. One works in Farmington, one works for the Sheriff's Department.
Kyle works for the Sheriff's Office.
Oh, Kyle works, okay. Kyle, they both work for the Sheriff's Office.
Are either one of these any of them that bailed on us when the last event happened?
Kyle was working here part-time when all that happened, but the whole department quit, so he was like the last, basically.
Who's the second one?
The Grady DeFall. He worked here, but during that time.
He was just here when Worrell was here part-time.
Yeah.
Because I already had him in the payroll system.
Right. So you said you had two of them?
Two part-time guys.
Okay, Kyle Walker's one. Who's the other one?
Grady DeFall.
He worked today.
Third guy, Tristan Mayer, that was looking into maybe trying to get on the part time too, but he would have to go to the part time academy.
He bailed on us once already.
Yeah, I understand.
So you're gonna have a hard time getting me to, but I like him, he's my friend, I will not vote yes for him.
Kristen, he didn't bail. Don't you say?
He bailed.
He did too.
He bailed beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bailed beforehand.
He went and tested to go to PTI, and then all of a sudden they called him back to work, so he told us to take a flying lead.
Yeah.
He just wanted this for the winter time, because he didn't, he just wanted something to do.
Anyway, there's five other people in this room that'll vote yes, so it doesn't make any difference what I'm gonna vote anyway.
That's okay, David.
And, right?
Leave me out of here, man.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, again, I'd like to take the council, the full council, to hire this part time, but I'd like some input on the full time, if the person turns in the application, like I said, he already has PTI, so that would be a reversal of what we usually been doing.
Yeah.
We would rather.
So do we have a name?
We do.
You don't want to just.
But I don't want to put his name out there until I know for sure what's.
Okay, it's secret.
We probably don't know him, I guess.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
They're from here or?
In the county.
Okay.
Guys, leave him alone.
So, once I'm for sure he wants the job or will take the job, we could do that.
Narrow it down to what town it is.
Jimmy.
So, you know, what are you thinking on that? We'll see where he's at.
Do you like him? Or do you know him?
I trust our chief.
There you go.
Do you know him?
Not real well, but I do know him. He would probably be okay.
There's no way to know. You're taking a chance with anybody in the world.
It's with anybody in any job and any.
That's right.
Well, I think it's a good start.
I just want the job done.
Right.
Whoever's on there.
So I'll make a motion to, or from the committee to make sure that we push the part-time, the two part-time guys for the full council vote.
Yeah.
Anything else for the police committee?
You got anything? If you guys want an update on what's going on, very good.
Yeah, do you want to do that or full council?
Yeah, that should come in the council.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, if the other two show or.
I think this is.
I think this is.
Yeah, Spock's not gonna be here.
Any questions or?
I don't have any questions right now. I'm working through stuff up there.
It's here then.
This is it.
I'm trying to get guys hired, so.
But the newspaper might be here by then. So they might put something in that was worthwhile for us.
Gotcha.
I didn't know if you had any.
And they might not.
I can tell you one thing. I'll never know.
she likes me. You can't say that.
You know, but I've never done a thing to that woman.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting. It's mostly just going through police.
Somebody want a second?
Second.
Not to make you feel bad, but.
Watch. All right. Call this meeting to order. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Should we always tear an eagle up?
They don't mind me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing, Pastor Walmsley, to give the prayer.
Heavenly Father, your word says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And Father, in our small part, we just give this meeting to you. We give our minds and our wisdom to ask for your wisdom in return. And Father, I pray that we would just administer the city with wisdom and justice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Clerk, could you take the roll, please?
Alderman Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Babe Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting, if they have any additions, corrections, or questions, If none, forgive.
I move approved minutes of September 12th meeting.
Second.
Motion in a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report, please.
I don't think I have anything. Activities going on in the town, so.
All right, moving on, treasurer's report. The treasurer's not here, her report's in the file. Anyone has any questions? Moving on, attorney's report, Nathan?
Nothing from me.
Thanks, sir. Engineer's report, the engineer's not here this evening. Public comments and petitions, anyone from the public wish to address this board? Hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee and committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally?
None report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, John is absent. Streets and alleys, David?
I have nothing.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Brad?
Chief Ford has some updates there on what's going on with the police department.
So I've been appointed like almost 2 weeks now. I'm still going through paperwork upstairs and reports and trying to figure out what cases are open and ongoing. I have to collect them all, take them over to the courthouse and figure out what's what there. Got all the weapons secured up there now, so that's all taken care of, no longer an issue. As far as the pistols go, I know there was an issue with all the pistols that were purchased. I'm just going to make a recommendation to the committee that we keep the pistols that are up there, the Glock style pistols. The 1911, I would recommend selling it at some point to a firearms dealer or shop or something like that to try to recoup some of that money, because it's not really serving any purpose for us up there right now. I did want the evidence room I will get to. It's a mess. From what I looked at, no evidence has been logged in there according to the evidence book since 2018. So I'm going to have to address that at some point when I get time. I am going to request that the council approve the purchase of the body cameras, the body worn cameras. There is a grant through the insurance company, IPMG, that covers half the cost of the purchase. If the previous contract that was rescinded, the numbers are still the same, it'll cover half of the cost of the $11,000, so it'll be $2,000 a year for the cameras, which is pretty good compared to what they actually cost. So, we've already addressed the hires. I brought down Mr. Snyder's FTO book that was started, if anybody wants to look at it, so you guys can see what we're doing there. He's technically going into week five, but I've only been with him for 2 weeks, and that's where the book starts. So that was something that I had to institute when I came over. There's some equipment needs that we need, some stuff as far as like IVC books, the vehicle code books, and criminal statute books that we don't have access to up there. We can get them online, but it's good when you have a new officer to actually have it in print for him to go study with it, stuff like that. I do need to get a city ordinance book or sheet that has all the city ordinances on it. I can't find one up there.
There's probably not. I think they just get it from Cindy.
Yeah, so I will need to get access to one of those. I know that at the previous meeting there was a lot of complaints about burning outside of ordinance and stuff, and I've been addressing that when I work at night. We talked to Ricky a couple times, and Travis Derry and Nicole Boehner were there about the burning after 5 o'clock, so I haven't seen it as much lately over the last several shifts, so I think maybe they're seeing that somebody's going to put their foot on it, so that's going pretty well. We have the homecoming parade is on the 29th. I'll be participating in that with the sheriff. We're going to get the roadblock to Avenue E in Maine for that, so that is a non-issue. We've got that taken care of. I also wanted to counsel, is there any way that I can get a copy of the budget for the police department? I haven't seen one.
Yeah, I got it.
So I kind of know where we're at on that, because I'm finding invoices everywhere up there and checks that haven't been cashed from the county and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get kind of everything organized and under control so that we can keep moving in the right direction. Does anybody have any questions of me?
Thank you for what you're doing.
When the deadline on the body cameras?
It's got to happen by 2025. But they got to be in place for 2025.
And it, with the body cameras, there is some infrastructure stuff that you kind of got to do because for the storage and everything. So my opinion on it, my recommendation is if we can get this started by January next year and get it implemented, that gives the new hires a whole year to work with them before it's mandated by the state. And we'll have all the bugs worked out with by then, so we won't kind of find ourselves in trouble.
So is there an ongoing charge on these body cameras for storage or something?
It's minimal. It's not a huge amount, but I do think there is a fee for the storage per year. I would have to look into it and get the numbers exactly, because like this is all based off of the previous thing. I haven't made any phone calls or anything like that. And part of the grant actually also covers not only the body cameras, but the tasers, which is a great tool. It helps prevent some lawsuits and stuff like that, use of force situations. So I am only recommending one taser because at most we're only going to have one guy on usually, so we can have just a taser for the department that can be swapped out with the guys when they come on duty. So, but
thank you for that.
Yeah.
Always before we had to buy.
No.
The whole fleet.
Yeah, I understand that there's a limited budget and stuff. There's really the only other thing equipment wise that I would say needs to be addressed is there's no ammunition for any training or duty weapons up there, so there's nothing for the guys to carry right now. I don't know where it all went, but there's no ammo up there. And maybe look into, I can get with the sheriff's office, because the sheriff's office is implementing an e-ticketing thing for the squad cars, where everything is just printed out in the car, so you don't have to buy ticket books and crash report books and stuff like that. It's just all on a program in the car. It can be printed out in the car, so that may cut down on ongoing fees logistically and stuff like that. So that may be something to look into here in the future. But I will bring that up again later on if it looks like it's something that I need to do.
Do we have any receipts on ammo bought? Can crack buy ammo?
I still ordered, but I thought it got stopped.
It did.
He had a huge order placed.
Okay, and you got stopped.
It got stopped.
But it was on back order anyway. He had a huge order placed. Like,
okay. I thought you're he had a bunch of ammo ordered.
We won't need thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition.
I
think it maybe just a couple hundred duty rounds and 500-600 rounds for training if it comes up. Right. So
I mean, those kind of things, Chris, is in the budget. I mean, you can just go purchase that stuff.
I want to make sure everything's
I
don't want to go rogue.
If it's less than, how much, Dave? Less than how much?
Less than 1,000.
Less than 1,000.
$1,000.
Okay. But the real best way to handle this is just exactly what you're doing right now. If it's a $200 or $300 item, maybe call Doug or Brad and say, hey, is this okay? If he gets $700 or $800 even, the council would like to know.
I'll keep you guys appraised.
And getting your budget will help, and then I always check the city clerk, where are we at?
Yeah,
that's, and I know I need to do that.
Because I can just get in the computer and then look to see how much.
I guess if you're the least little bit unsure whether you should do it or not, let Brad take the blow from the camp, you know. And
I could do that. So, is there anything else you guys are curious about or anything?
If you need ammo, I guess go to Farmer's Home.
Well, I have a contact through the sheriff's office for a law enforcement supplier. It's Sunset Law Enforcement.
Okay.
They have very, very reasonably priced ammo. Okay. It's usually cheaper than what you can get anywhere else. So that's probably where I'll go through. So.
Do you know how long right now this grant funding is supposed to last for the body cameras and the storage?
The one through our insurance, through the IPMG, is a yearly grant. And the grant can be up to $10,000. It covers half of the cost of whatever you purchase. So
we're automatically eligible because of our enrollment in IPMG?
Yes. All I have to do is basically get the council's approval to get the body cameras and the tasers, and then get a hold of Ben Harmony, I think that's his name, and yeah, he'll walk me through writing the grant and get it approved and get it taken care of.
Do you want to try to put that on the next agenda then?
If that's the way you guys want to do it.
If you got time while I get bids,
Are we guaranteed? I mean, it's calendar year grant, I'm sure, most likely.
Yeah.
So are we sure it's going to, you talked about starting this in January 24. Are we sure it's going to be there next year?
As far as I know, it will be, but if we're worried about that, I can get the ball rolling on it right away.
I mean,
Brad, do you want to get it put on the agenda for next time?
Okay.
You can get numbers together before the next meeting, maybe?
I can reach out to the sales guy at Axon and get some numbers and everything. Like I said, I don't think we'll need more than two body cameras at any given time.
So are these the same kind of cameras the county uses?
Yep. Okay, same thing, and I already know how to run the system and tag them and everything, so.
And that helps.
I know how to set them up, so it would basically just be the cost of the camera and the storage and a taser.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be any ridiculous number or anything like that.
Well, we can put it on the agenda next time.
Yep.
I'll have you got numbers to give us, or get them to Cindy where she can give them to us.
Put them in the packet that way.
Yep. I will.
Okay. So
next week, I'll get a hold of Axon and figure it out.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, it's good to see the truck going down the streets, too.
We're staying active, like I said.
I've had people comment on it.
I have, too.
His FTO book is already outgrowing the small binder that I had, so he's doing well. He's learning. Even though he's on his fifth week, he's really only on his second week, so it's going to be.
Okay, everybody's got to learn something.
Yep, exactly. But he's doing fine. I don't have any complaints about him.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Moving on. Water.
I don't have any at this time.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Jim?
Nothing at this time. Thanks. Kevin will probably cover it.
Thank you, sir. Tourism, Kendall, do you have anything?
Scarecrows were just judged today, and so that'd be coming out. Homecoming's the 29th, and the scenic drive's coming up real quick, so.
It is, isn't it? I can't believe it.
If anybody ever wants to volunteer for anything, just volunteer, so we can always use help. That's all I have.
So I got this seat. Or I guess it was that seat. All right, moving on. Thank you. Moving on, TIF, Alderman Spotlow's have it here. Citizens Committee, is anyone?
Oh, no, we
got
it.
We got to do that.
I think it's late.
It's on the agenda.
Jump again.
That's all right.
Okay.
Anything from Amanda?
I didn't hear anything.
Nothing. Thank you. Christmas Committee, Kenny?
First meeting's tomorrow night at the Visitor Center at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Everybody's welcome. Bring your ideas.
We need IDs for them.
Ideas.
Serving alcohol.
Well, I'm left with younger.
Yeah.
These are you guys started.
Going next door afterwards. She's a stickler, I hear.
Searched.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Public Works Report. Mr. Evan Palmer, what do you have for us?
Yes, since we last met, we had the old town cleanup. That went pretty good for the most part. I think we did, I'm not sure how many dumpsters we ended up doing, but.
I think 10.
Okay.
10 dumpsters. Wow.
Then the line inventory program, it's going really good. The crew that's working on it now, they're about done, which Cindy applied for another grant to hopefully get that crew back to get these hooked up before snow flies. Worked on found a few leaking curb stops that were replaced during that process, so that helps homeowners slash us too. So then just start working on some sinkholes and the parade this week, and we got a guy painting hydrants again, and he seems to be moving along pretty good, so hopefully we get quite a bit done before snow flies. That's it.
So, 10 dumpsters would have cost us, back to your thing earlier, okay? That would have cost us $5,600. Now, in my mind, if we got 10 dumpsters full of junk out of this town for $5,600, it was probably worth it.
Okay,
that's what I'm thinking.
I guess you had a collection project.
Well, more than that, technically, but that's good. If you figure city employees.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But I see what you're saying, yeah.
Figure that.
For the dumpsters themselves.
Yep.
For a week of.
We would have still paid them anyway.
I don't care, I just brought it up. That was just my thinking. Thinking out loud.
What's wrong with that?
All right. Let's move on to unfinished business. Brad, do you have something about the police officer?
Yeah, we had a police committee meeting before this meeting, and we recommend hiring two part-time officers, one being Kyle Welker, and the other being Grady DeFall. So I would make that motion to hire those two as part-time police officers for the city of Lewiston.
Here, we have a motion and a second to hire these two police officers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. Motion carries. I must have missed something.
She said aye back there.
Oh, she said aye?
He didn't help her yet.
All right.
I love her,
though. We have a majority from the council and from the gallery. Good.
We got this.
That's right. All right. Any other business, Brad? Nothing?
That's all.
All right. We're going to move on to new business. The TIF application for Kingdom Capital Estates for 211 West Lincoln.
How do you pronounce his name?
Juan.
The whole thing.
Juan Diego.
Gutierrez,
that's what I'd say. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
The committee decided not to approve this, so I guess we don't really need to do anything.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
We don't have to vote no because it's.
Well, no, right, we're just taking no action and. He will be given.
Ask for further questions.
I'm supposed to call him tomorrow.
He'll be given further direction.
I will tell him that Brent applied for another TIF for the outside, right?
Yep.
And roof?
Roof, yeah.
Roof. Okay.
Roof.
Yeah.
Exterior.
Yeah, help him out every way you can.
Exterior.
Okay.
I owe you money.
No, but I.
Yes, you're right.
I'll keep your card.
All right, moving on. Setting Halloween for October 31st. Cindy, what's the?
It's just usually we okay the trick-or-treating here in town October 31st from 5 to 8.
Okay.
We just have to.
They're doing the school again, aren't they?
As far as I know.
Okay.
We have a chamber meeting Thursday. So they'll probably talk about them.
Okay.
Because that's the chamber that does that down at the great school.
The chamber, Because I need to know whether we're going to get involved or not.
So I imagine it'll be discussed then. So.
I move that Halloween be on October 31st, 2023, from the hours of 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I second.
All right. Have a motion and a second. All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. That motion carries also. Halloween is set. All right. Moving on, we have. Everyone have a chance to look at the bills? Have any questions, comments?
I make a motion to pay the bills.
Motion and a second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right. The bills are paid. Motion carries. We do not need a closed session. We did not need a closed session, so we won't be doing that. Anything else? If not, I'd like a motion to adjourn, please.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.